Fire away.
What was your overall impression of your team's performance tonight?
You know, it was, I thought a lot of the life in the building and amongst our bench team kind of gets sucked out when you turn the ball over. You know, that's one of those ones that's hard to overcome. You know, so we weren't very functional. I thought, six turnovers at the first media timeout, and we talked about a goal before the game of having 12 for the game. I can almost predict it. It's the same thing that happened like 3 or 4 years in a row with your first game. You come out, turn the ball over too much, don't make your free throws. But, you know, it's a starting point for us. And I thought we had guys that just tried to push the issue a little bit too much and didn't trust our offense. And we cleaned it up a little bit and got a little composure in the second half. But, you know, not reading too much into it. It's just, again, it's a starting point to break down some film. And I know when I get to watch film tonight and tomorrow, I'm going to be looking at 5 Utah guys. And it's been a little complicated the last 6 weeks. A lot of the film that we watch, you're looking at 10 guys. You're 5 of your own on offense, 5 of your own on defense, and you're not sure where you need to get started and what you need to fix. And so it's a beginning. Go from there.
First game, but a lot of new faces out there. What's your assessment so far of some of the new guys from tonight?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, some of it's jitters, I think. Getting it going, got to find some consistency and some roles. You know, I was real pleased with Kuz. I thought he was an energy guy, gave energy in a lot of different ways on the court, verbally helping his teammates, trying to help some of that process. You know, but we've got a long way to go. You know, we've got a long way to go, and I don't know how deep the rotation's going to be right now, but consistency is the big thing for our guys to just keep bringing the effort. A lot of learning has taken place in the last 6 weeks, and a lot more is around the corner. And as long as guys stay engaged and dialed into it, I'm going to like our team.
So what you guys need from Kyle throughout the season for him to be aggressive like he was tonight and be able to do a little bit of everything?
Well, I mean, that's in the perfect world, yeah. And I think he's encouraged right now to rebound the ball on the defensive end because we've given him the freedom to take off on the break. And, you know, that's a hard weapon. I remember when we played Duke in the Sweet 16 a while back, that was probably the hardest thing that we had difficulty guarding was Justice Winslow in the open court because when your 4-man can push the ball and make some plays like that. But he was tremendous offensively, defensively, from the moment I saw him this morning about 8 o'clock. I went in to get a workout in, and he was in, excited, one of the first guys in the building, talking about, hey, it's game day, coach, and he smelled the sweet grass in the locker room, and there's some things that are pushing his buttons. And so, you know, I think we're going to be riding his coattails a little bit. That's the goal. You know, got to have some leaders, and he's a captain on our team. And he's a real easy guy to cheer for, and he's come a long way, and we expect him to come along a lot further. He's got some more progress to make as well.
The defense today, I mean, only 4 for 34 in the second half for Northwest Nazarene. What was sort of the energy like defensively, and what do you think kind of worked for you guys today?
Well, I thought to start the game, we weren't really locked in. We only had one deflection at halftime, which is really unheard of. And, you know, a little bit back on our heels. And I don't want to read too much into it. I mean, these kids from Boise, they played a game last night and they were on a bus all day. So let's be realists with what happens. And I'm not going to toot our horn and how we were defensively. We didn't make that many mistakes. I mean, from a technical, tactical point of view, we were pretty good. You know, we played a lot without fouling early in the year. Pick and roll coverage was pretty good, and we didn't give up much in transition. So those are starting points for us. But you know, I thought it was good. I think we had a period in the second half. I was told from somebody on the bench where they didn't score for like 8 or 9 minutes to start the second half. Is that correct? So came out of the locker room and focused on something that was important.
Devin Daniels gets the start tonight. Was that a factor of stuff he's been doing in practice over the last 6 weeks, or was that just you kind of messing with lineup combinations?
Well, I mean, you know, I like that blend right now. I think Devin's been bringing some energy and really guards. And Parker's got an ability to make some shots, so that's a decent tandem. We don't have a lot of guys. I mean, Gabe was sick Monday and Tuesday with some kind of nasty virus. So, you know, we've got some guys down, and I don't think put too much into it. I think I decided yesterday afternoon who was going to start, and don't read a whole lot into it. But some of these guys are going to have to come along. You know, it's good to get freshman minutes, and then that helps our program in the long run. But he's been as competitive as anybody in our practices.
What about Bonham tonight? He has really struggled. Had 7 turnovers, no assists. Is he okay? Under the weather, or anything? Or
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. You know, it's not the start that he wanted. It's not the start that we were looking for out of him. But this is, you know, it's a process for sure, and it's not going to be easy for anybody. Just, you know, a returning starter doesn't mean a whole lot in sports, to certainly not to the kids on the other team. And I think he's perceived probably as one of those heads of the snake, as Kuz would be. And you're going to have to be good. You're going to have to bring it. But he had 3 turnovers to start the game just like that and ended up with 6 at halftime. So, you know, we'll look at some film and break some things down on how he was played and what he was thinking. And, you know, he's a young man, and just like the rest of the guys on our team, you try to fix the mistakes and keep from making those mistakes over and over again. I'm fine with new mistakes. But, you know, it certainly wasn't his best performance.
You talk about Kyle as an energy guy, but you also have 14 rebounds out of Jace in the front court. You
mm-hmm.
had 13 points from Tyler. What were those guys kind of bringing tonight?
Well, it was great. I mean, I think Jace, he's going to chase down every board that's out there. And, you know, it's an undersized team. Nazarene presents an undersized team. But I was really proud of those bigs. You know, I thought Tyler came in and gave us a good lift. He's just a really solid basketball player. And I love his demeanor and the way he gets some things done. And, you know, we didn't shoot it particularly well from the field as far as making threes. Perimeter guys, smalls, didn't. Lorenzo hit his first 3. And then after that, a lot of those threes came from our bigs. So, you know, there's more new faces with the perimeter guys. I think guys are trying to sort it out, and you can count on some of the jitters. But Tyler's played Division I basketball. Jace has been around here since Christmas a year ago, so they're maybe not as new as some of the other guys, and proud of the way they competed.
What were your thoughts on the pace? Is that kind of where you wanted it to be tonight?
Yeah, for the most part. I, you know, the pace to start the game, we talked about getting out and pushing the tempo, but we turned it over so many times that you don't want that kind of pace. And I think we have to be able to draw the line with, you know, when the pedal's to the metal and we're looking for early things and you don't have it, and we've got to be able to flip the switch into our offense and execute without turning the ball over. And that was one of those things. We actually talked about it before the game. We haven't put as much time in to it. The transition offense from that quick pace to the, okay, let's shift down a gear. And that's where we kind of got vulnerable. I think we looked across the board and thought, man, I can beat this guy. And we had a bunch of people putting their head down, dribbling, making some forced plays. We need to trust our offense and trust our teammates a little bit more.
You said you're not sure how big the rotation is going to be, but it looked like every available player, every healthy player, checked in today, unless there's something I don't know about. But right, Alta, are you going to use these guys? Or are you going to try and continue to use all of them?
Well, you don't ever go into a game. I mean, if you use everybody, that's probably a good sign that the game is, you know, out of reach realistically. But to think that you're going to play 10 or 11, I guess 12 guys tonight.
I think 11.
11. You know, I can't say that that's always going to be a winning formula. You've got foul issues. I'm trying to gain more and more trust. The consistency is the thing. You know, if a guy can make some plays, and when they were presented with that opportunity to play some minutes and their errors are low and they're helping the team, then it's part of this early season process with coaches and players and a number of new guys, is you develop a little bit of trust and feel in each other. And it's, I'd love to be able to say, oh yeah, we're going to play everybody, but I think that would be a little misleading as well, and making some promises that probably I can't keep.
I might have missed this, but can you talk about why you didn't have an exhibition game for the first time in 30 years or whatever?
I just, you know, thought we were ready to go. There weren't a whole lot of dates. Last night we had a little concert in here, so moved it back a day to Saturday, and you know, no rhyme or reason to it really. I just thought with the scrimmage we were ready to go with a counter to start with, and have a little flexibility to do that.
Any more questions?
Thanks.
You didn't miss it. You're one of the few that caught it.